You're listening to the audio production of The Seraph Seal by Leonard Sweet and Lori Wagner, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Chris Andrews. To access the illustrated sections of this book, please log on to seraphseal.com for PDFs of the journals and notes of Paul Bender and The Alphabet of the Apocalypse, as well as other fascinating information about the book and its authors. And now, the introduction to The Seraph Seal, read by Leonard Sweet.
Engaging the Apocalypse, a nonfiction essay on scenarios and semiotics for the 21st century. The Seraph Seal is a fish story, not the usual story told by a fanciful fisherman, but from the real-life perspective of the fish. We're now living in the ultimate fishbowl. If the fish were to tell its tale to generations to come, it wouldn't be a story of basking and boasting, but of sharkish terror that defies reality. No matter how blue the water or how usual the perils of the deep, the element of surprise buckles the composure of the best of us. And red-faced, we emerge having been unprepared, not for the extraordinary, but for the probable and plausible ordinary that we haven't allowed ourselves to notice. Scenario thinker Mark Vickers calls it the fiction effect. People are simply stunned by major events. One day you're plugging along, living your life, working your jobs, maybe a bit bored by mundane affairs. The next day, something happens that you can barely believe. Something that is supposed to occur only in the realm of fiction or long-gone history rather than in your current, all-too-real life. But life is almost always stranger than fiction. We have only to look around us at the expanse of the Gulf oil spill, the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, planes flying into buildings, epidemics such as AIDS and the avian flu.